If you haven't tried Abercrombie denim yet, you're missing out. Denim should fit like this. It's all about proportions. Abercrombie has their classic fits and athletic fits for guys who want a little more room in the thigh. When you find your staple fit, it'll be the pair you reach for day after day for every plan. Shop Abercrombie Denim in the app, online, and in store.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, September 23rd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Tech stocks saw a broad sell-off this afternoon. Investor favorites NVIDIA and Amazon led the way lower. By mid-afternoon, NVIDIA was down more than 3%, while Amazon was down nearly 3%. Most of the Magnificent Seven stocks slipped. This comes a day after NVIDIA announced that it would invest up to $100 billion in OpenAI to fund a data center build-out. Some investors appear to be concerned about a potential circular economy. In other words, whether there's actual demand for NVIDIA chips or if NVIDIA is investing in AI companies that then use those funds to buy more of its chips. Amazon plans to shut down 14 of its brick-and-mortar Amazon Fresh stores in the UK and convert the other 5 it runs there into Whole Foods locations. Amazon Fresh stores operate with technology instead of cashiers, and the e-commerce giant opened its UK stores 4 years ago. The company also says it'll roll out same-day delivery for perishable groceries in the country, and it aims to at least double the number of Prime members who can access 3 or more grocery delivery options through its local partnerships. And U.S. startups are rethinking their hiring plans following the new $100,000 H-1B visa fee that President Trump announced last week. Trump's executive order says the fee is meant to discourage replacing American workers with lower-paid foreign ones. The WSJ has spoken with some founders who say in response to the fee, they plan to hire more foreign contractors remotely or rely more on international offices. Among well-funded companies, some aren't ruling out paying the fee in rare cases. Meanwhile, venture investors have told the WSJ that the high fee will deter foreigners from founding startups in the U.S. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. Tune in tomorrow morning for another Quick Tech Update.